Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
All right. When are you back into D.C.? When does that start again?
Well, the fun starts again on Monday.
Okay.
And so Gina and I are both going up on Sunday because we've got the Bryan College Station Chamber coming up to visit us. And so she's going to join me as well.
So you missed out on the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You weren't there for that. Huh?
Yeah, it doesn't fuss me too much to not receive invitations to that. I mean, in a time of sequestration, it just seems like a giant waste of taxpayer money to participate in things like that.
Let's look back for a minute on West. Is there anything new in your world that you can tell us about that?
Well, the investigation is still ongoing. The community is trying to rebuild. The biggest issue we've got to get solved in the near future is to get the water system restored in the northern part of town. If you think about what happened, they essentially had an earthquake, and it damaged significant parts of the water system, north part of town. It actually damaged both water towers in town. So you can't really resettle that northern part of town or rebuild until you get that fixed. So that's ongoing. I visited with the president when we were at the memorial service at Baylor on Thursday of last week, and he has assured me that we'll get the second phase of FEMA assistance for the community of West that they need for the rebuilding process.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. You're quoted in the Chronicle, I think, over the weekend, talking about how this is once again a situation where you have a patchwork quilt of so many different authorities who oversee this situation. And I guess, you know, you're shining a light on it. I don't know what you can do, but necessarily this can be a sense of frustration whenever an emergency happens, things end up being so knee-jerk and reactionary.
It is, and so my thinking is that let's not go out and start passing any laws until we know what happened. To the extent that people feel like laws need to be passed, I think what we need to do is back up and take a look at the regulatory framework and the inspection framework that we have today and see if there's a way to consolidate those so that rather than have OSHA come in one day and the Chemical Safety Board come in another day and another agency come in another week, have them all come in at one time, and that way they're sharing information. There's no silos of information. That way the Department of Homeland Security will know that the place has 500,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate. If they had known that, it may have raised the attention that this plant was getting. So, I think we need to be smart about the way we put our regulatory structure together. And we can make it more efficient by doing that. It's better for the it's better for the public safety, and it's also better for the folks that operate in the private sector.
Treasury reported yesterday that they're going to be able to actually pay the debt down a little bit. That's something that has not happened in a while.
Yes, tax revenues have turned out to be higher than what was initially forecast, and part of that is because of the tax changes that happened between last year to this year. You know, the capital gains rates have gone up this year, and so a lot of people sold capital appreciated assets last year, and so that's produced this flood of tax revenues. And so it's allowing us to have a temporary repayment of debt. Now, they're going to be borrowing like crazy beginning in the third and fourth fiscal quarters.
Now, going back next week, it's not going to be necessarily any different. I want to say that if we talked and painted with a broad brush, we'd say that the House is pretty much not interested in the agenda that the president has, nor the agenda of the Senate that's controlled by the Democrats. But it seems that there is a split within the Republican Party that cannot be put to rest right now.
We do have some internal differences of opinion on a few issues. The biggest one is immigration. There are a group of folks, and I'm in this group, and that is, let's go ahead and get our arms around this issue and try to get our broken immigration system fixed. And you can fix it in such a way where you're not talking about amnesty and where you do believe in secure borders. But there are some folks that think that you just leave it all alone. And I think that's a wrong approach. That's essentially de facto amnesty. So that's the biggest issue that we've got. Beyond that, I think we're more or less on the same page. There are a lot of, you know, there are differences of opinion on the tactics we ought to use. And, you know, John Boehner and our leadership have some ideas about the way to move forward. And others always have a better idea.
Well, let's talk for a second. The story that's out right now is the story about how Kevin McCarthy, who's just below the Eric Cantor, who's the majority leader,
right,
went to Cantor's office last week and was asking him about the health care related bill, and it ended up being pulled off the floor because the votes weren't going to be there. So, I mean, it sounds like there's some other things that they're having trouble with too.
Well, yeah, and I'm not to air a lot of dirty laundry, but Eric Cantor has developed an agenda called Making Life Work. And so you see a series of bills that are tied to this. And I'm fine with every piece of legislation. The problem is it's, that agenda is not addressing the issues that the American people are talking about today, the economy, the implementation of the impact that the implementation of Obamacare is having on them, and things like that. So when I visited with the speaker 2 weeks ago today, I sat down with him and said, look, I'm fine going forward with the Making Life Work agenda, but let's go ahead and put some other stuff on the table, like small, discrete bills to fix the sequester in areas that are important that the American people sign on to, and let's go after parts of Obamacare that are highly unpopular. And I got some good feedback. Now, whether or not that's going to translate into a legislative agenda, I don't know. But yeah, we do have what I'd call the tactics discussion about what we need to be voting, having on the floor to vote on. And this Obamacare bill that you're talking about, this PSIP bill that right. was on last week, that's a perfect example. That was sort of part of Making Life Work, but I don't think that it sort of came up at the last minute, and the leadership, and I'm not, McCarthy was more on the let's not do it, and Cantor was the one pushing it, mm-hmm. and I think that Eric went out there, got way out in front of his troops, and the rest of us weren't really willing to follow him.
Well, now, okay, so now that brings up a really the question that probably a lot of Republicans have, and that is, okay, you've had the House since 2011. I haven't seen you move the ball down the field, and if you don't do that, then you're liable to end up losing your majority in the House.
And that's what I was trying to talk to the Speaker about last week, is we need to get some things on the table so that when the time is right, we can show the American people, look, we tried to do this, but we were blocked by the Senate or blocked by the President. And, in my view, we need to have another Obamacare repeal bill out there, because our freshmen have not gotten to vote on that one time.
Right.
I don't need it. I voted 30-plus times to dismantle, defund, repeal Obamacare, things like that. But our freshmen aren't. And so if you think about it, a freshman is not going to take an Obamacare vote on PSIP, this PSIP bill last week. Unless you've given he or she something else that's got a little more something tangible to talk about.
Yeah, they've got to have a voting record to run on when they go back for re-election, right?
Right, and they haven't. And so our leadership, and I'm not throwing them all under the bus, but our leadership has not given us that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And there are some things we're going to get some Democratic votes on some of these things. For instance, repealing the medical device tax, which is part of Obamacare. If you put that on the floor today, you get a bunch of Democratic votes, and I think it passed the Senate, too, and the President's going to sit there and have to scratch his chin. Does he veto it, or does he sign it?
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. All right, then, we'll talk to you next week from D.C., huh?
Good talk to you. By the way, I got to go to Breakaway at Texas A&M last night, and that was a heck of an event. Several hundred Aggie students, they were praising God. It was neat. And so on that vein, I'd like to ask our listeners to continue praying for the community of West and for our first responders.
All right, thanks for the time this morning.